Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As always, we hope that we're bringing you information that is useful to you and information that you also feel confident enough to share and hope that it helps any and every other person that you share it with. We also ask that people please contact us if you have any comments. Because guess what? We can't get better unless you let us know what we're doing wrong, or we can't stay on course if we don't know that, you know, we're getting off course. So if you would let us know, we'd greatly appreciate it. Again, you can either join Blog Talk to listen to the show, or you don't have to join. You can just send us an email or however you'd like to communicate with us. But anyway, all correspondence and all connections, of course, are welcome. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about you. And when I say talk about you, we're going to talk about basically your state of mind. And when I say your state of mind, you know, I'm not saying that you're crazy. I'm not saying that you're not crazy. What I'm saying is that what you believe and perceive is what you will manifest in your life. It's what you will cause to happen. If you plan for success, then eventually you'll get success as long as you follow that plan. However, if all you ever do is plan, then you're probably not going to find the success that you're looking for. You're probably not going to find the joy, the happiness, have the spirit, the family relationship, or any of the above. Now, we also know that you can't please everybody. I've said that about 1,000 times. However, you also don't want to purposely set out to upset people. Because guess what? Givers gain. The more people that you can help, the more that you're not only helping them, but you're also helping yourself. Because these people are going to want to help you back. Not because they feel obligated to help you back, but because you did something and they'd like to return the favor. They would like to be around and work with and deal with people that are of like minds, people that are of sound minds, people who have a good spirit, people who want to do better and are looking for other people that also want to do the same. So, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, your state is what controls a lot of the different things in your life. You know, you've heard me say before that your perception is your reality, and what you believe and perceive isn't necessarily the way things are. It's just the way that you believe and perceive them, and that is very true. You know, we'd all like to think that 99% of the time or 90% of the time, however you want to rationalize it,
that we are right.
However, on many occasions we aren't right. On many occasions we do need to re-look at what we're looking at and reevaluate it and see it with new eyes. You know, I was talking with a person today and I was explaining to them that, you know, every now and then we all need a sounding board. And sometimes that sounding board we need is a different sounding board because, you know, like anything, sometimes you're talking to people and they're hearing you, but they're really not hearing you. You know, they're at, what is it, see these words coming out of my mouth? Yeah, but, you know, what you're saying and what you are so opposite, I can't tell which one is true. So how you look at the world and how you perceive the world is your perception. However, sometimes, like I said before, you need other people to look at what's being said. You need to get other people to look at what's going on and to for you to be able to see it objectively. You know, as I've said a million times or maybe more, we all need to sometimes step away from the table. We all need to look at things in a different way. We all need to try something new. Not necessarily something new that's going to hurt you in any way, but something new that is just something new. You know, something new that is different from what you're used to. However, It is something that by doing it, you're going to learn from it, and you're going to grow from it, and you're going to be able to take that knowledge and apply it to something else that is going to, again, help you in your life as you grow, as you develop, and as you do different things. But you control your state. Nobody can make you happy. Nobody can make you sad. Nobody can make you mad. Only you can actually control that. You know, a lot of us every day, we look at the things that are going on in our lives and we think to ourselves, why am I doing this? We think to ourselves, I'm not getting anywhere. Well, what that means for a lot of us is that we need to make some adjustments, not necessarily change everything that we do, not necessarily, you know, quit our jobs or throw away our business or divorce our significant other. Sometimes it's as simple as starting to take a walk every day. Sometimes it's as simple as, you know, deciding to take an art class. You know, sometimes it's as simple as, you know, starting to get some exercise or starting to, you know, eat foods that are going to actually be healthy for us and ingesting things into our systems that are going to help our bodies to grow. You know, there's a saying that goes, you are what you eat. And, you know, if you ever look at any of the real studies, you know, not just the stuff that people throw at you, but look at stuff where people have done years of research, like I quote, you know, in today's show. If you look at some of the serious research that's been out there, and I'm not just talking about stuff where they throw drugs into your body. I'm talking about stuff that's on the holistic side, stuff that's covering more than just, you know, some lotion or potion that's supposed to make you feel good or some lotion or potion that's supposed to fix all your problems. I'm talking about you, me, and the people around us taking responsibility for the things that we're supposed to do and starting, as Tony Lewis would say, of designer fitness and wellness, you know, start bringing in foods that are going to help us grow and develop. Foods that are mineral-rich, supplements that actually have the good materials in them instead of just something that says the word but comes from a product that, if you knew that's where you came from, you wouldn't eat it for anything on earth. You know, eating, you know, the animals that we do eat, making sure that those animals are being fed the right types of food. You know, animals that eat, as Tony said, animals that eat, you know, grass and things like that, they're not meant to eat other animals. You know, they're not meant to be have other animals ground up and put into their food supply and then ingested into their bodies. They're not meant to do that. So what that does, if that's what's happening, is that you're bringing toxics in. You know, getting enough water, getting enough rest, getting, like I said, the vitamins and the minerals. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have minerals in your diet, guess what? The vitamins don't work. You know, getting some of the myths out, taking out some of the, well, it was good for my mom ate it, my dad ate it, my grandfather lived off of it, so that means I can live off of it. Understand that a lot of the things in history are not really good for us. Just because our parents lived through it, you know, doesn't mean it was good for us. And look at some of their states of health. And then when you want to compare some of their states of health to your state of health, look at the different things that they did, and look at how what they did actually also offset some of the other things that they may have done that wasn't that good for you. You know, back in the day, again, we hunted. You know, we were hunter-gatherers. We did all of these things that helped us to grow and develop. We grew muscles. We did physical activity. Nowadays, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I don't know too many people that hunt for their food. You know, now your hunt for your food is going to the refrigerator, you know, and popping open the refrigerator and grabbing some, you know, some meat and then cooking it, you know. And I know a lot of people don't think, you know, that you eat dead flesh. But guess what? You buy dead flesh every time you go to the grocery store and you get chicken or lamb or beef or whatever, ham, whatever it is that you eat. So, again, we're not hunter-gatherers, and the meat that we eat now has got all types of supplements and everything else in it that isn't necessarily healthy for us and isn't exactly what we were meant to eat. It's what we buy in a grocery store. We also don't know what the processing is that went through those particular things that we're actually eating. So all I'm really saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that your state is what controls you. And one of the things, the number one thing that controls your state is your mind. So if your mind isn't right, if you're not feeding it the types of things you need to be feeding it, if you're not giving it water, giving it the proper type of oxygen, if you're not exercising your body, then you're going to get, you know, negative results. And unfortunately, sometimes these negative results aren't going to manifest themselves today or tomorrow. They're going to manifest themselves 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now. Except, again, once that happens, there's nothing you can do about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we all need to get a little bit of exercise, be it that you're just walking, something as simple as walking, getting some sunlight on you, some vitamin D, helping to build your immune system and build your body and build your muscle structure. You know, your bones every now and then, you need some weight resistance so that your bones will grow and develop. And by them growing and developing, you're going to get stronger bones. What are those stronger bones going to do? They're going to help you in a later stage in your life so that you can do more things, be more athletic, be more energetic, be more involved. You know, a lot of people are suffering from different things from trauma, be it emotional trauma, physical trauma, all of the above. We all have to actually take responsibility for what's going on in our lives, take responsibility for the things that we're exposed to on a regular basis, and then move forward as we go to adjust, adapt, and overcome. Because if it's meant to be, you've heard me say this before, it's up to who? It's up to you. It's nobody else's responsibility to take care of you. Stress, again, is a learned thing. We bring stress on our lives. We make things molehills into mountains, or mountains into molehills, whatever you want to call it. What we do is we allow our imaginations in a negative way to control our outcomes instead of taking our imaginations and creating outcomes that are going to be positive for us by reinforcing those outcomes, reinforcing those things with the positive actions to back it up. Again, you know, I was talking with somebody not too long ago. You know, how many people would love to have their own business? How many people would love to be able to, you know, kind of take on the world, so to speak? However, please understand that that, too, has responsibility. You know, a lot of people that want to own businesses, they don't understand that the average business owner won't even earn money within the first 5 years. Then you've got people that don't understand that, you know, the people that are out there doing certain things, they're hustling. They're trying to make it. They're trying to get it to work. They're trying to put, you know, one foot in front of the other as they step. This is kind of off subject, but, you know, it came to mind, so I'm going to go ahead and bring it up. Again, you control your state. However, you also help to guide other people's states by your actions. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're one of those people out there that works a 9-to-5 type of job and you don't hustle, and when I say you don't hustle, you know, you're not a commission-paid individual, you know, you get paid a salary or something like that based on, you know, not your performance, but just the fact that you show up and you basically do your job. Not saying that you don't do a good job. Please don't misunderstand me. But I want you to understand something, too. If you're dealing with a person that is actually hustling, and when I say actually hustling, I'm not talking about doing anything illegal. What I'm talking about is people that if they don't produce, they don't get paid. Ladies and gentlemen, I had this conversation with somebody really recently, and it kind of bothered me, and they seem to be along the same lines as what I'm saying. If you're not going to do business with that person, you don't have to be rude by telling them that you're not interested. However, if you're not interested, don't string that person along, okay? And when I say don't string that person along, what I'm saying is that that person who you're talking to, they don't get paid because you were nice enough to listen to their 10-minute spiel or their 5-second spiel. They get paid because they were hired to sell a product. They were hired to provide a service, just like you are to a certain extent, except for the fact of if you don't necessarily produce, you're still going to get paid. If they're a commission-based type of entity, they don't get paid unless they produce. Again, state of mind. So for a person that doesn't work in that type of an environment, you think that you're being rude if the person goes to tell you what they do, and once you realize you're not interested, you still listen and then tell them, you know, a month later, 6 months later, or 6 weeks later, hey, you know, I'll get back to you. Understand that you can't manage time. Time manages you. However, you can use time. Now, in the same regard of you using time, that person that is a salesman or what have you, they're using their time by talking to you with the hope that they can impress upon you the importance and the necessity of buying the product in which they represent or the brand in which they represent. If you, ladies and gentlemen, again, state of mind, if you are not interested, yet you string that person along, you have wasted that person's time. So you are guilty, in my mind, of basically taking that person's life. All right? You are also taking food out of that person's mouth. Why are you doing that? You didn't tell them to talk to you. They decided to talk to you. However, you knew perfectly well that you weren't going to do business with them. You knew that you didn't need their products. You knew that you didn't want their products. You knew that your doing business with them was not going to happen. So what did you do? You just wasted that person's life. And to be honest, you wasted your own, because you could have been working on your own goals. You could have been working on your own, you know, wants, needs, desires, and helping yourself to become better. But instead, what did you do? You sat there trying to be nice or trying to flirt or trying to do something else with somebody, again, that you had no intentions on doing any business with. Ladies and gentlemen, don't do that. Please don't do that, because all you're doing is you're sabotaging what could be just a friendly relationship. You never know who's sitting next to you. You never know who you're talking to and how that person could have an effect on your life in years to come. So when you're dealing with people that do not work a salary job, when you are dealing with people that do only get paid by producing, please respect their time and respect your own. Again, your state of mind is under your control. However, if you're not respecting other people's states of mind, you're also affecting them, and in the end, it will also affect you. So, back to what we were talking about before, which is state of mind. State of mind is, again, totally up to you. If you're having stress in your life, ladies and gentlemen, understand that, yes, there may be other people involved, but the levels of stress that you're feeling are levels of stress that you've kind of created. You've let them manifest. You've let them get to that point. And if that's the case for you, it's not a problem. It's just time to change. It's time for you to make the necessary adjustments in your life. Nobody else can make those adjustments for you. You have to make the necessary adjustments in your life so that you can start to get the necessary results that you want. If you want things to change, then what has to change? You have to change, all right? The government doesn't have to change. The mortgage company doesn't have to change. Your wife doesn't have to change. Your son doesn't have to change. Your daughter doesn't have to change. You have to change. And for the things that won't change even after you've changed them, then you need to adjust. You need to decide, is it worth it? Is this something that I want to pursue? Is this the outcome that I'm willing to accept? Because up until today, everything that you've got, everything that's happened in your life has been what you've been willing to accept. It's been created and propagated by you, steered by you, directed by you, and then accepted by you. So, are you willing to take responsibility for that outcome? Are you willing to do what's necessary to make that change? You know, I said in a couple of shows ago that the average person that goes to high school, I believe it was 84% after graduating high school, will not read another book from beginning to end that's got any type of substance to it. I also said I believe it was 74% of college students that once they graduate from college will never read a book from end to end. And then the last bit of information I said was that something like 90-plus or 94% of people will not take a continuing education class or spend a dime of their own money on a continuing education class after they graduate from either college or from high school, which is appalling. Why? Because there's new knowledge occurring every day. There's new things happening every day. The world is continuing to move, to evolve, to develop. And if you're not re-educating yourself, if you're not grasping and trying to get new information every day, every second you're falling not a day behind, not a week behind, but in some cases probably years behind. Why? Because technology is moving so fast. Why? Because things are constantly changing. Ladies and gentlemen, you either embrace technology or you will be defeated by it. You either take the steps necessary to learn what you need to learn and get rid of the things that are antiquated. That's the one thing that I don't think people get. I understand that everybody is overwhelmed, that there's a constant flux of hundreds and thousands of things that are going on a regular basis in all our lives. I totally understand that. But please also understand that unless you embrace technology that's out there, you're going to lose. And why are you going to lose? Because what's going to happen is there's always a better way being developed. There's always another technology that can make it a little bit easier for you. Yes, you're going to have to drop something that you may have come accustomed to, but as you envelop that technology, as you learn it, as you take it in, as you make that information one with you, it's also going to improve your performance. It's going to improve the quality of your life. It's going to improve your ability to be able to step out and do more things that you want to do. All right? I got a question for you. Who here, who listening right now to the show is planting their own gardens and that's what they're doing to eat? Nobody. Why? Because industry found quicker and better ways to do it. Yeah, you're paying for it, but you're also not doing the drudgery. All right? Television. Now we've got cable. Who would have ever thought that we would pay for television? Who would have ever thought that we would pay for radio? Radio was free, okay? Who would have ever thought that we could market electronically? Who would have ever thought that we have a Facebook, a Twitter, you know? Who would have ever thought a billion different things that are happening today? Here's the thing. If you're not learning and growing and developing, what will you miss tomorrow? What will you not be ready for tomorrow? Opportunity comes to those who take advantage of it, those who are ready for it. So if you're ready for opportunity, then guess what? It's a great opportunity. But if you're not ready for whatever that opportunity is, what happens? It's no longer an opportunity. It's an inconvenience. However, you can catch up. It's going to take a little bit of work on you, but you can catch up. But you have to change your state. Again, you have to change how you see the world and understand that if it's meant to be, it's up to you. It's up to you to take the initiative to do the things that you need to do. As I tell a lot of the young ladies and young men, listen, if you're around a bunch of knuckleheads, then that's what you're going to get back, knucklehead results. If you're dating losers, then guess what you're going to get? You're going to get losers. Why? Because you've surrounded yourself with losers. You've surrounded yourself with people that can't help you develop, can't help you grow. And understand that beauty is skin deep, but true beauty is eternal. All right? Now, all you people with the makeup and the lotions and the potions and all of that stuff, okay, fine. But eventually what's going to happen is you're going to find out that all the lotions and the makeup and the potions are toxic. All right? They're technically killing you. They're not helping you grow. You're not developing muscle mass. You're going to be one of those people that is basically worthless once you get to a certain age. You know, it is appalling, ladies and gentlemen, appalling, that the generation now's life expectancy is actually going down. For what? Years it's been going up. Well, now it's going down. Why? Because we're not getting the exercise. Why? Because we've got so many supplements. Why? Because we've let so many things go. There are still a number of things, and again, we can thank Mr. Tony Lewis for sharing at least one of them. There are still, or two of them, there's still a lot of things that we actually ingest, that we use, general products like fluoride, glutens, things like this, that are not helping us to develop. But they've become such a natural part of our surroundings, so normal for us to take them in, that we accept them as being, you know, normal. We accept them as being things that we need when they're not things that we need. They're not things that are helping us grow or develop. You know, how many people drink water? You know, I think that it's amazing that every time, you know, myself and my family go out to eat, you know, and not just, I mean, pretty much just me, but I'm the only one, I always get 2 glasses of water with whatever I'm eating. One, I want to taste what I'm eating. Two, I don't need sugared water and carbonated water. I don't need that stuff in me at that time. I want to appreciate what I just purchased, which was what? Some food. I don't want to mask it with anything else. I want to actually experience what I just paid for or what I'm eating. However, and you know that's a choice. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying anything's wrong with the people that decide to put soda in them. But, again, it's not natural. And then you get people that say, yeah, well, I'm drinking water. Yes, you're drinking water laced with a whole bunch of other chemicals that you have no idea what the toxicity level is or when you're going to reach it or not. You know, as one of the comedians said, he said, you know, aspirins are harmless and they don't hurt anybody. Yeah, but you take a bottle of, you take an entire bottle of aspirin and you may not wake up the next day. Why? Because it's a drug. Why? Because it's not natural. Why? Because it's, again, something that isn't necessarily meant for the body. And it doesn't cure the problem. Excuse me. It doesn't cure the symptom. Doesn't cure the problem. It just cures the symptoms. And it's not curing the symptoms. What is it doing? It's masking them. So, ladies and gentlemen, life is what you make it. If you, as Abraham Lincoln said, people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. Constantly I run into people that are looking for reasons to be mad. They're looking for reasons to not take advantage of opportunities. And sometimes they're disguising that reasoning as reality. They're disguising that reasoning as, you know, their inability to cope or to grab something. Well, guess what? Unless you grab it, it's not going to change. It's going to keep going on. It's going to keep developing. It's going to keep growing. It's going to keep happening. Life is going to happen whether you are in it or not in it. So why not be in it? Why not be a part of it? Why not take life by the you-know-what and do what you need to do to it so that you can do what? Live a life. All right, so that you can actually be a person that is that, not just an ass. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, your state is up to you. If things are going wrong in your life, that means you need to make some changes. And those changes aren't going to happen overnight. The things that went wrong didn't happen overnight. The reason they seem like they happened overnight is because over a period of time, you failed to do the things that you needed to do. However, as I was saying not too long ago, right now is your opportunity to go ahead and restart. Right now is your opportunity to take your life and take control of it and do whatever it is that you need to do. You can do it. Have faith in you and keep plugging away. The only way that you fail is when you give up. As long as you don't give up, you'll never fail. You'll always be winning because each day as you learn those little nuggets of information, you're going to get closer and closer to your overall goal. So, again, Blog Talk, thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. I hope that the information that we shared was of some use to you. We truly do. And I wish you every success in your life and every happiness. But if you truly want happiness and success, go ahead and do what's necessary so that you can experience it. Don't wait for anybody else to give it to you. Don't wait for anybody else to fix it for you. You fix it. You make the adjustment. Not going to work, get rid of it. If it is going to work, then make it work. Again, you can do it. It's totally up to you. Again, thank you very much for listening to The Zurian Show, and everybody have a great day and a great weekend. Take care. Be well.